Save big money on all of your Purdy tools to help you finish your next painting project. Menards carries Purdy paintbrushes, roller covers, prep tools, trays, kits, and more to help you get the job done right. Purdy brushes have been handcrafted in the USA for 100 years and are the number one brand preferred by professionals. Save big on Purdy painting tools and don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
It's Ray Foley. Playing the music you love all afternoon on Today FM.
And a very good afternoon. Ray's here, JP's there. Hi. Orla's over there in the corner.
Hi.
Oh. Fix It Phil's over there in the corner. Hi, Phil.
Hey, Ray.
There's Phil. We've got a full house today. The gang's all here.
Oh.
All right, so what have I got? This is the Opera Pug. Have you seen the Opera Pug on Instagram? Someone sent it to me last night. The Opera Pug.
It's classical music. It's a dog.
Yeah, when you take a pug and combine it with opera music, it's perfection. It's audio perfection to some. Video is of this little pug. You know what a pug is? A small little fat dog.
Looks like a bulldog, kind of.
A little tiny bulldog, yeah.
With a mushed up face.
Yeah. So he seems to be sitting in like the passenger seat of a car, and he's been videoed, and he's kind of whining and singing at the same time. Have a listen to the Opera Pug.
You cannot keep interrupting. No, I'm having a conversation. Walter, I'm right here, but
Walter. He's not having it. He's, again, no more than with the goats. I love it when animals sound like humans. He sounds like a human. So they took that.
Of course they did.
The original bass, yeah. Which is, it already sounds like a song. And this fella put it to music. Have a listen.
You cannot keep it.
What day is today?
Thursday.
No, what number day?
209.
Soft launch day
210.
Soft launch day 210.
It's going up all the time.
We're getting there, guys. Come on, we're getting there. 41,136. Walk of the Moon, Shut Up and Dance. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Thursday afternoon, Riff Foley in on. We're feeling great. Hey, gang, how we feeling? We're feeling great.
Great!
That sounded very compelling and almost genuine.
On the verge of panic, I would say.
Are you feeling great?
Great. Wonderful.
Great. Actually, I used the expression great when I came in last night. The gang's all here.
Hey.
So the funniest thing happened yesterday. Oh, you weren't here yesterday.
So I wasn't. No, I was busy.
Did you hear my Paul McKenna story?
No, I was busy.
I was doing literally anything. International Women's Day yesterday. The only woman on the show. She's like, listen, lads, I'm gone.
There were no chocolates. There were no flowers. I left you.
I'm sick of your crap. For one day of the year, I'm copping out of this nonsense. This is my me time. Kids. Well, yes, I was telling the story that a couple of months ago, I was listening to a podcast with Paul McKenna, the hypnotist. You know the hypnotist?
I've heard of him.
The English hypnotist. Yeah. And I want you to look into my eyes, not around the eyes. I want you to look into my eyes. And he's gone into this kind of wellness, self-care, sort of confidence, sort of. I was listening to this podcast and he said at the end of it, I'm going to be in Ireland, in Dunleary, in Dublin, doing a show on the 7th of March. So I went on the internet and I bought tickets. This is 2 nights ago. Mm-hmm. I decided not to go because I was too shy. I just didn't have the confidence to go to Paul McKenna, instant confidence.
You didn't want to be part of the crowd.
Yeah, like in the audience, yeah. What do you think I meant? Like
it's not
going
to be like a one-on-one session that you need confidence for.
No, but it's like going to the cinema on your own or going to a gig on your own. You'd be like, oh, I'm not going on my own.
That's what JP's for.
JP wouldn't go. I asked him. Isn't that right?
He rang me after the show and said, listen.
No, I rang him before. There was two nights ago I asked. And then yesterday, so I told this whole story on air yesterday. That I decided not to go, right? And then my Google Calendar, do you have Google Calendar?
Yeah.
I've Google Calendar on my phone and up popped an alert yesterday evening at 6 o'clock saying your Paul McKenna gig is tonight.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
You got the days wrong.
Yeah. Aww. So I thought it was the day before yesterday, decided not to go. My Google Calendar tells me then yesterday that the day was actually yesterday, not the day before.
There's still time.
So I decided on Tuesday not to go. And then on Wednesday, I decided on Wednesday not to go. No, I got in touch with, I went through all the list. I was like, hey, just so you know, I got the dates wrong. Would you be interested in going tonight instead? All the same people said all the same thing, which is, it's lashing rain out there. It's cold. I'm not going to Paul McKenna in Dunleary.
It's funny because I actually had my phone on me all day yesterday.
Did you not have it charged?
No, not a ping at all.
I need to check your number. You really need to check the number again. So, it's funny because if you're for anyone listening yesterday, and loads of people sent in voice notes saying, you know what you have to do? You have to seize the bull by the horns. Live life, carpe diem, and go and do things on your own. So I rang JP, I said, will you come? He said, no. But he said, do you know what you should do? You should listen to those callers, those texters that sent in messages yesterday.
Yeah.
You should listen to them and you should go. So lads, last night at 8 p.m, I went to Paul McKenna on my own. Oh, wow. And I got, thanks.
Well done, man.
I got some instant confidence from Paul. It was a good old experience. Shauna was asking, is it all messed? Is it all like snake oil sort of thing? And it's not. It's actually quite interesting. You see, the thing is, he's a very compelling storyteller and a very compelling communicator and speaker. So that in itself, he's very entertaining. Mm. So that in itself makes you go, oh, I'm into this. And then he teaches you a bunch of little techniques over an hour and a half. Over the hour and a half, he teaches you little techniques that are actually like, it's not hypnotism, it's just like, just smart things to do to
coping
make...
coping mechanisms, that kind of thing.
Just little, little things like that. So it's not like he's, it's not magic, it's not voodoo, it's actually things that work, but it's been told by a guy who's really good at what he does and easy to listen to. So in that sense, I think he's good at what he does.
And do you feel like a new person today?
I am brimming with instant confidence. Mm. All of my anxiety... Did you just see me coming through the office there, high-fiving everyone?
Yeah. He had a song in his heart when he walked in.
I'm here. I'm back here a year. Everyone's like, Jesus, who's this guy? Who's this guy finally talking to me? Hello, person whose name I don't know.
Accounts, you look fabulous.
Hello, lady who works on the last word. Well done. You? Brimming with confidence. I'm just great with people now. Actually, a couple of moments from the Paul McKenna gig last night. One was, I was in seat one, row F, seat one. And I got there, I was in the seat about 15 minutes early, okay? So that I was the first person there. That means I had to get up every time someone wanted to get in and get into their seat. And a couple of people said, oh, geez, Ray 40, I'm Ray 40, Ray 4 off the radio, TFM, that's the way people say. That's the way people talk when they recognise me.
I was very funny. Matt Cooper was there, was he?
And I got chatting again. I didn't need this instant confidence because I got chatting with people, with complete strangers. I didn't need it. And I said to a couple of people, "I'm the plant."
Okay, you're part of the show.
Yeah, I'm the plant. I'm sitting here on my own. I'm the plant. I'm up here in the right hand corner on my own. And there was another bit where, he does this thing at the end of the show where he does kind of, he gets everyone to close their eyes and breathe deep. And he says he'll do a bit of sort of hypnosis or therapy, like kind of put you into a trance-like state and you'll feel better for it.
Right.
So everyone closes their eyes and he starts talking and he's like, now take deep breaths in through your mouth and out, in through your nose and out through your mouth. That's right. And starts talking like this. And he doesn't talk like that the rest of the time, but when he goes into his hypnosis voice, he's now talking like this. And this music comes on in the background while he's talking. So I'm like, where's that coming from? That's right, in through your nose and out through your mouth. That's right, and I want you to imagine a time when you were very happy. A time when you were blissful and content. Contentment. That's right, that's right. But in the middle of this, someone gets a coffin fit.
Oh, no.
So it's like, I want you to close your eyes and think of a time you're blissful. That's right. And you could... It was almost like the coughs were timed to come in between the bits where he was leaving a gap. Like, I want you to breathe in through your nose and out gently through your mouth. That's it. And you could, just a twinge, hear it in his voice. He's getting really cheesed off with that dude with the coughing fit. Lewis Capaldi.
Days aching, nights alone.
This is Forget Me in Today FM. Go to the roll call after this. 0874-100-102. Drag my Lady Gaga, Just Dance. This is Today FM, playing the music you love. And used to hate it when I call her Lady Gaga and calling Coldplay the Coldplays. It's just for my own entertainment, really. This is Today FM. Let's do a roll call. I'm Ray. There's JP.
Ancha.
Orla Ormond.
Ancha.
0874 100 102. The dog sounds like Lady Gaga. Please remix with one of her songs, Mike Onshaw and Carlo. Yeah, a few of these Lady Gaga CDs. I was saying, who does it sound like? This is the Pug that we were playing a few minutes ago, the opera Pug. Maybe the vocal sounds like Lady Gaga.
You cannot keep interrupting.
It does actually, like, but does it sound like a specific Lady Gaga song when your man puts the music to it? Barry's over there, Barry.
Ray, I thought that Pug sounded a bit like the chorus from Shallow by Lady Gaga.
Hang on a minute, everyone's saying Lady Gaga today, but the Pug.
I thought it was part of that, or it would go well with it. Love the show.
Hey! Cheers, Barry. So Shallow's from Lady Gaga, please hold. You don't mind waiting, hang on.
It's fine.
Here we go, there's Lady Gaga. Will I put the two of them over each other? That would be radio, wouldn't it?
I mean, yeah. Will it work? Questionable.
You don't mind waiting?
No, it's fine. We've
actually, well, when you were off, JP, we did one of these. Text us in, and I'll add your sound to the thing on the edit.
It was great fun.
Orla was here. This was on Monday. It was an absolute horror.
Right.
I'm not as quick as I used to be on the old technicals.
And yet we've decided to do that now.
Here we go.
You cannot hear it. I'm having a conversation.
And I just did that now.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. Oh, he sounds like a Native American doing a war dance from Shane on show. And Ray, that dog is a French bulldog, not a pug, from your friendly veterinarian nurse. It's snowing where we are, from Maggie. Let me call my pug guy.
Maggie the pug guy.
Well, actually, he's not a pug, as it happens. He's what? He's a French bulldog. I couldn't detect an accent on the...
Hello?
Hello, Maggie.
Hello.
Our friendly veterinarian vet nurse.
That's it. That's me.
Hi, you're Ray Foley here at Today FM, by the way. How are you getting on?
I'm good. How are you?
So when you say you're a veterinarian nurse, that means you were you went to war and you've been back, is it?
Exactly. Every day.
Where do you work?
In Drogheda, all pets in Drogheda.
All pets. And you're in, are you working today?
Sorry?
Are you working today?
No, off this week.
All right, okay. Now, come here. You said that was a French bulldog we were playing a second ago. Are you able to determine that just from listening to the sound of it?
I think it's actually a Boston Terrier.
A Boston Terrier. Ooh. So you're changing your story there now. I tell you what, you've been frantically Wikipedia-ing
you. So it's a Bostonian accent. It's a bit like that Matt Damon movie. What's it called?
The on the unknowables. The on the
Good Will Hunting.
That one, yeah.
Good Will Hunting. No, what was the other one?
You're thinking of
Ben
one.
Affleck.
Forgotten. Unforgiven.
The Departed.
The Departed. Yeah. The Departed. Hang on.
Yeah. You cannot keep interrupting.
How do you like them apples? So you're off today. There's snow. So is it in Drogheda or the snow?
No, we're kind of passing through Limerick. We're on our way to Kerry.
Jeez, you're doing a lot of driving. Where are you going? What's happening? What's going on?
We have a wedding to go to.
Oh, who's getting married?
Yeah, my cousin Fiona.
Okay, and when is it on? Tomorrow?
Tomorrow, yeah.
Oh, excellent. So you're going to get all settled this evening. Where's the wedding on?
It's in the Sheen Falls Hotel.
Oh, very nice.
If you don't mind.
So it's tomorrow and the whole weekend of it then, or what?
Yeah, there'll be kind of like a day two thing and probably a day three or day four, who knows?
Lovely. You can get out and build a snowman then. it'll make lovely photographs, though, of the snow sticks. Exactly. Who's she getting married to?
To Sean Lord.
Hasn't a clue. She's like, it's the cousin. I'm not going to bother learning his name. It's only my cousin.
Yeah.
We're
lucky to know Fiona's name.
We're lucky to know Fiona's. Listen, congratulations to the happy couple then. You guys drive safe and thanks so much for taking our call. You're now my on-call veterinary nurse, okay?
Perfect. Cheers. Keep the dreams coming.
Cheers, Maggie. Lots of love. All the best.
Thanks.
Bye. All right, stay on today FM. We're playing Lunch Money Lewis next.
Weekend Breakfast with...
and common people. This is Today FM playing the music you love. All right, good afternoon. It's Ray Foley on. There's JP.
Hi.
All is well. All is well. All is well. And repeat that to yourself. All is well.
This is your Paul McKenna voice.
I was at Paul McKenna, the hypnotist, for Paul McKenna, : instant confidence. All is well. I'm not actually going to ruin it because a lot of this stuff, I was saying, a lot of the stuff that he does work. Like, it's all grounded in, you do that or do this exercise enough and you will become, it will work.
Practical tips.
Yeah, it's not really like magic or voodoo or anything like that. All is well is one of his, he used to work in radio years ago. He's talked about this. He used to be a radio presenter. So he has a great voice. He's very good on the mic. Would do this thing as well. This is a lot, last night I was at it. He does the Robbie Williams mic flick. You know the thing?
Oh, does he?
The juggle,
indeed.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good showman right there.
All is well. All is well. He had this other thing. I'm not going to do everything. Like, one of the tricks that he does, right, is he had four areas of life. He gets you to just grade them. And that exercise in itself is actually quite useful. It's health, relationships, career, and finances. And you if you stop and grade them, you can find that most of your scores, if you really stop and think about it, are okay. They're probably not amazing, but they're probably okay. And where one might be bad, the others are probably pretty good. And it puts you in a position of evaluating your life and your goals. And then whichever ones the scores are low on, you can focus on and try and do something about it.
I suppose he is mostly just helping you focus in on the things you can address and change with practical action.
This is it. So he's not a chancer, like, he actually knows what he's at. Dan's over there, 0874-100-102. Daniel?
Ray, you never struck me as the type that would be lacking in a little bit of confidence there, I must say.
Really?
Love the show.
Hey, cheers, brother. No, I am. I'm not good with people. I'm not good on the radio either. But
I mean, if you think about it, we get everybody who gets it. I mean, everybody who gets in touch with the show has to say, love the show.
Yeah.
I mean, that would suggest that there's a crippling lack of self-confidence there.
I've created an environment where thousands of utter strangers who have never met me in their lives are obligated to record a memo telling me how much they love me.
There's a certain neediness there.
I mean, if that isn't a red flag, The other thing that he does is cradling, where you rub your arms like that. Close your eyes and rub your arms. Right. And the entire audience is doing it. Yeah. So you rub it, closing your eyes and rubbing your arms. And what you do is, you, with your eyes closed, you look from side to side. And he says again in his radio voice, eyes to the left and eyes to the right. Yeah. Eyes to the left and eyes to the right. And the thing is, you do feel, because you feel a bit daft, right? Mm. He does these daft sort of silly little techniques with the crowd. Everyone's all together. That by the end of it, you're like, we're all having a laugh and we're all having a good time. So of course I feel a bit more confident.
I've just been rolling my sleeves there for about 20 seconds. Is it self-defeating that I'm thinking now I'm going to get electrocuted because I've got so much static electricity on me now?
You should see JP. His hair is standing on end. Ray Foley. He looks like one of those troll dolls. Right down to the nakedness and the belly button. Right, stay here. I'm playing Lost Frequencies next. The last word. No doubt. Hey, baby, what a great song. This is Today FM, where we play the music you love. A very good afternoon. Ray's my name. JP's his name.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. And without further ado, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, it is, yeah. He had to check his underpants. He just had to check his underpants.
What's that lady saying?
Gentlemen, Kira King. It's Kira King. Here comes Kira King. That was beautiful.
That was an actually. Beautiful.
That was stunning. So it was. Stunning. Absolutely stunning.
Stunning. Kira, you're
stunning, boys.
Stunning. Live to Connemara and County Galway, where it is.
Well,
it's stunning. Actually, it was
a
snow.
I'll tell you what, it is wild and crazy out west. So it is. You could call it the Wild Atlantic Way, my friends.
Oh, very good.
The weather is mental. Yeah, no, it is crazy.
Has this?
But I'm also, I think it's affecting my mood a little bit as well, because I feel like I could go a little bit crazy, do you know? But I think that's because I've been cooped up in the house all day and you're literally the first people that I've been talking to.
All right, so you've got to offload
this
on
could
us
go
now.
Anyway, you guys. Yeah. Yeah.
How was your International Women's Day yesterday?
And another thing, Ray. thankfully, I didn't get any messages from men wishing me a happy International Women's Day.
All right.
I'm not a fan.
Is that a thing? Do women get messages from men saying congratulations on being a woman?
And you're like, really, buddy? What part of your brain thought that this was a good idea?
You know what I mean?
Anyway.
Is that a chat-up, like?
I don't know. Is it a chat-up? Maybe it's a guise to be a chat-up. I'm not quite sure. You know what I mean?
Oh, it's the start of a conversation kind of thing.
Like, but you know what? Also, I don't like getting happy International Women's Day messages from my female friends either. So maybe it's not just a men thing. Maybe it's a men and female thing for me.
Why?
Because I just think it's all... I think it's... whole pile of BS. That's what I think.
Well, let us know what you really think, Kira. we were listening to a promo there from The Last Word, wasn't it, about it being sort of artificial and unnecessary, and maybe shouldn't every day be to some degree be International Women's Day? And of course, also worth noting as well, when's International Women's Day?
We're not getting a fair shake, right?
When was International Women's Day?
Do you know what, boys? I think that's what irritates me. I think that's, oh God, it's that. It's like, you know, it's International Women's Day, and then there's someone somewhere online, but like, what about an International Women's Day? And I'm like, I'm so tired of this. Anyway,
the 19th
anyway, let's
of
talk
November.
About movies and TV shows.
November 19th is International Men's Day. Right, let's go from International Women's Day to brutal murdering of mostly women, actually, as we said in the Scream franchise.
Exactly, let's do it. So it's Scream 6. Here we are. Little did we know after watching Scream, the first movie, that we'd get to Scream 6. So this, very quickly, following the events of the Legacy Killings, there's two sisters have moved to New York to start over and put their past behind them. But guess what, guys?
What?
Their past decides haunt them in New York City. So obviously a string of violent murders takes place with someone wearing the ghost face mask in New York. Courtney Cox is in this. Hayden, I can never pronounce her
name,
guys.
Panettiere.
She reappears with some new ones as well. Dermot Mulroney, who's pretty cool. But also Jenna Ortega is in this. Who you won't see is Nev Campbell. She does not appear as Sydney Prescott in this movie, and that was, she left the franchise earlier this summer after salary negotiations. Yeah, they broke down. Now, in fairness, she kind of is Scream, but by all accounts, I think this movie gets away without having Nev Campbell in it.
I think
New York, the mask, I guess, is the latest character.
The mask and the cloak is probably mostly, and the knife and the killings and the phone calls,
that's
of course.
It.
Yeah, the phone call.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Kira. Do you like scary movies?
You see, that's it. Yeah.
You want to play it? Game, Kira.
This is
so creepy. I've got a bit of it. Here we go.
So creepy.
It's for you. Strange that you and I have never spoken on the phone. This is long overdue.
What is this place? A shrine.
Did you miss me?
He's gonna keep coming after us. Maybe he gets to win this time.
Scream.
I hear you're a horror fan. It's been said.
Very good. Do you know what? For me, these... It's just nostalgia. It goes, for me, it goes back to my teen years and the original Scream, and then all the ones subsequently have had various stars. Yeah. I wasn't Jada Pinkett in it for one point, and
I think she was in it. Drew Barrymore was also in it, I think, on stage, wasn't she? Mm-hmm. And so now we've got Jenna Ortega. So after playing Wednesday, she's now obviously the go-to girl for horror slash darkness in TV shows and movies. Obviously, I think she's got a little bit more to her than that, but yeah, it's the new generation's Scream, really, isn't it?
Yeah, any good?
Yes.
All right, okay, we're doubling down. It's a chance to have some popcorn in front of a big screen and have a few frights. Will we do? Actually, I'll tell you what, I got to take a song. We'll take a song. I want to look at what's on Netflix, and there's a big action movie in cinemas this weekend as well. We'll do that after Kim DeCrow on Today FM.
Leave your keys if you're not coming.
GRL and Ugly Hearts. Today FM playing the all of the wrong buttons. Oh my word.
The happy fingers. Incredible.
Oh gosh.
Incredible.
Today FM, play the music you love. Very good day. It's Ray here, JP's over there. And Kira King joins us to talk.
Hello.
Screens and screenings. What's happening on the telly boxes and the movie houses in the picture lands. Across the land. This is a dinosaur film, is it? Or am I giving too much away already by saying that?
Well, you basically told the whole plot now. No, this is the movie 65. It's in cinemas in Ireland this weekend. It stars Adam Driver, and it's also written by the same guys who wrote The Quiet Place. So maybe we know where this movie is going. I think you've got a clip there, Ray, do you?
I do, however, listen. 65. That was smooth, by the way, Kira. That was smooth.
Thank you.
Roll it there, Ray.
This is Commander Mills. My ship was hit by an undocumented asteroid. Transporting 35
sounds like a prodigy there.
On a long-range exploratory mission.
We've crash-landed on an uncharted celestial body.
I've located one survivor.
A child. The atmosphere is breathable. There's something alien out there.
Oh, sounds like a dinosaur to me. Here, Adam, I think it could be a dinosaur.
Well, if you watch the trailer, it is a dinosaur.
Oh, I'm not giving anything away. No, it's pretty well established in the trailer. No. I mean, it's from the outset.
So, Adam Driver, he plays Pilot Mills. He crash lands on an unknown planet and he quickly discovers that he's stranded 65 million years ago on Earth. So it's kind of, it's a weird fantasy, but also back in time one which features dinosaurs and Adam Driver basically. Now there's one survivor, a little girl, on his ship, and they obviously must make their way across the unknown terrain, which is riddled with dangerous prehistoric creatures like dinosaurs. So there's dinosaurs and laser guns and spaceships in this.
I'm totally
I'd
in.
Imagine
I'm 100% invested. This is Jurassic Park meets Star Wars.
And
you got Kylo Ren in there as well without the mask. I'm fully invested.
Yeah, and also what I've noticed, and I was just saying it to you, there's this whole like lead actors looking after little girl stuff that is going on in movies and TV shows like The Last of Us, The Mandalorian, and now we have it again in 65. The directors know what they're doing. They know what they're doing.
What are they doing? Tell us.
They are, women are going to love this. There you go. Women are going to, absolutely. Women are going to love this. Dinosaurs, laser guns, and a charismatic dad energy Adam Driver. You know what I mean?
It's working, guys.
It's working.
Mandalorian looking after Baby Yoda.
The Last of Us. Oh.
And
it's Pedro Pascal. It's, you know, I'm obsessed with him. I'm embarrassed to say it, but I'm obsessed with him.
What was the one where Jeff Bridges took the girl in a True Grit? Wasn't that a Mandalorian girl?
Hayley Steinfeld, was it?
Yeah. Oh, yes. She turned out to be... Yeah. The arrow shooter in the Marvels. What was the arrow shoot?
Bullseye. Not
arrow.
Daredevil.
The other fella.
Not Arrow. Oh, God.
Arrow boy. Arrow man.
Your man. You're the guy. What is his name?
Stop it now.
Oh my God, this is really bad. Hawkeye. Well, thank you. Well, Jesus.
We would have been here all day. We would have been here all bloody day. So Adam Driver, he's known as a dramatic actor. He's pivoting now into this action role. Of course, he's done the Star Wars. I thought that once he was done, once his contract was fulfilled with Disney for Star Wars, that he was done. But he's back in this
actor,
again.
Yeah, and there was an article going around and it was like, oh, Adam Driver, you know, cites a durable reason for doing this movie. So I was like, oh, it's about his kids or his wife or something. And I went into it and he was like, I just like the thought of a family all going to see it in the cinema. And I was like, basically, your job. You don't need to get people into the cinema. Okay, Adam Driver.
That was a made-up answer is what that was. It was like, I just really like the thought of getting paid millions of dollars. I really like that idea, yeah. Finding me, is it? What's me?
You.
Me.
It's you.
It's me.
You.
Yeah. It's always been
it's
me.
It's you.
Right,
it's
okay.
It's always you, Ray. Anyway, you is season 4, I think, part 2 now, is out. And every year I tell myself that I'm not going to watch this because I wasn't a Gossip Girl fan. And also, are we glamorising serial killers, you guys? I don't know. But anyway, Penn Badgley is in this. And again, we've managed to get to a 4th series of this, which is impressive in itself. It's set in London. Ray, do we have a clip there of it?
I do.
Shut me up.
You can just
thank
you. You can just take it as given.
Jesus.
I have a clip. Kira, it's okay. I have a clip. It's okay, Kira. It's okay. Listen, you take a breath and a sip of water, and I'll play the clip.
Heartbreak is always a catalyst for a new path.
You're a murderer, Joe.
You're wrong about me. I'm going to prove it to you. Turns out teaching's fun and London's not so bad. I fell in with the most insane damaged people on Earth.
Police are continuing to investigate a second murder among the elite.
They're calling him the Eat the Rich Killer.
I ran away from all this. But one of you is watching me. One of you is hiding in plain sight. So whom are you?
Whoa. Whom are you?
Whom are you? I haven't watched any of this, but it's massive, and it's one of Netflix's big successes. You've been watching it, Kira, have you?
Oh, sorry. Oh, you're there. Hello? Oh, she's gone. Please hold. Kira thought the clip was going to be longer than it turned out to be, so she decided to just leave the building.
Kira's gone to bed, actually. Yeah. She was like, 42 seconds, I'll go for a nap.
Yeah, don't need this in my life.
It's gone. She's gone. The connection's dropped out.
We'll never know.
Guess we'll never. If you want to text in, is you any good? It's on Netflix from this weekend, streaming on the Netflix box.
Ray Thorne.
0874-100-102. I know those people that are hardcore into it. Not my cup of tea necessarily, but I'm not one to judge. Making a call in the cash machine in a couple of minutes. Over 40 grand on the line, and Boyzone next.
Better days are coming for you.
Take from Nell Meskel, our All-Irish Track of the Week, this week on Today FM. She's performing on the 25th of April at Dublin's 3 Olympia Theatre. Our All-Irish Track of the Week this week. We're talking to Kira King a few minutes ago about you.
Talking about you,
The Netflix series about your man. Wasn't he a stalker, and was he a bit of a murderer as well? The thing is, I haven't watched it, so I'm not in a position to review it or talk about the show.
I do believe he did a bit of serial killing on the side.
The newest episodes are out this week, and unfortunately Kira's connection died because she has a power cut in Connemara, so we lost her. Your reviews, though, Siobhan says, it's so bad it's good. You just can't stop watching it. That's the way we operate this radio broadcast, yeah. Actually, yeah. You're glued to it. You're like, wow, what's going to go wrong next? I mean, Kira being disconnected is probably like pretty low on the ladder of like absolute catastrophic errors.
Not the worst thing that'll happen to today's show.
After series 2, it's rubbish. We like it, but God, it just drags all the episodes out now, from Christina in Wexford. Yeah, that happens on Netflix when they get a hit. The first couple of series are like, this is really good. I think it gets to the point where they say to them, hey, do you want to make a couple more series of this? And the creators are like, will you pay us? And they're like, yeah. Well, we don't know what we're going to do. We don't know what the story's going to be. We just drag it out. Emily says, you is pretty muck, but it has me hooked. Once again, that could be our tagline.
Yeah. Ray Foley.
The constant gravelly voiceover is cringe. Once again, much like this show. My My husband thought it was a parody when he watched a snippet of it with me recently from Emily. That's always a good sign when your husband comes in mid-episode and goes, what's this? Is this a joke? Stay here, we got Robin next.
Love rock music.
Cyrus and Flowers, this is Today FM. Play the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. Hello. Ray Foley's my name. There's JP.
Hi.
Who is the best? I think if I wasn't a DJ, I'd be a smart arse tweeter for a big company. Who has the best social media, Twitter, Instagram for a big company? I know Aldi. Did you see the Aldi one about the chocolate dog?
Are they funny, yeah?
I only saw it yesterday. I don't have it. Marks and Spencer's put up a picture of, we're proud to announce or to reveal ahead of Easter this chocolate dog, like a real, like Bertie or something. Bertie the chocolate dog, and he looks like a real dog, but he's in chocolate. And Aldi replied, we're looking forward to being sued for having it a pet department. because Marks and Spencer's previously sued Aldi over the caterpillar, Colin the caterpillar. Paddy Power also very funny as well. Always very cheeky. Particularly around Cheltenham and the Irish are better than the Brits business always.
Oh yeah, we love to go head to head with the Brits around Cheltenham. Yep.
And Ryanair as well. This is did you see the one about the Ryanair the hen do?
No.
This is, I've only seen it now, I don't know when she put it up. This is a girl called Rachel. She tagged Ryanair, she said, dear at Ryanair social media team, i.e. the best social media team in the world. So she's blagging, right? Mm. She says, this is my best friend and bridesmaid, Kayla. We've been friends for as long as I can remember, and she means the world to me. Tagged Ask Ryanair. Here we go. She said, next week on Paddy's Day, 19 of us are heading to Albufeira for my hen weekend. There's only one problem. Kayla's not coming, sad, cryy face. Aww. She said, when we booked our flights, they were only €262 each. At the time, Kayla was living in New Zealand. Well, she didn't only go and surprise us by coming home last week, months earlier than planned. Amazing, right? And photographs of them so happy to be together. Rachel continues. She says, well, the flights have gone up to €575. And to put it bluntly, she's skint. We've waited, refreshed and hoped for a miracle in the form of a much cheaper fare, which doesn't look likely. Crying emoji.
This is awful, yeah.
She says, we know you're a bunch of legends. As my nanny always says, a dumb priest never got a parish. Well, we hope you can find it in your hearts to make our dreams come true. And hashtag get Kayla to Portugal. Crossing fingers emoji. We beg, love heart emoji. We'll even let her seat in 11A, the window seat with no window. Ryanair replied with a screen grab of the Ryanair website of a booking form that said, that shows the flights for €286.56. And they wrote, 286 divided by 19 brackets besties.
I love a corner of bluff. Yes.
Equals £15. Friendship equals priceless. Well, well done. Once again, Ryanair social media smarter. Ollie Muirs and Dance With Me Tonight. This is Today FM.
Today FM's Big Busk for Focus Ireland.
We'll sing your song together.
Rachel just... Was it Rachel, the tweeter, the girl who was tweeting Ryanair looking for free flights?
She just got in touch. She says, ah, lads, they were my tweets and I completely missed you reading them. What a day.
Well, I tell you what, Rachel, just go on your Twitter, right? And just read the tweets you sent to Ryanair, because that's all we did. All right, the Big Busk for Focus Ireland. TodayFM.com/busk. It's all happening tomorrow, right here on Today FM. I've been practicing on my tuba.
Have you?
And there will be a performance. I'm quite nervous, actually. I've been warming up my lips, lubing those lips. I tell you what, I should have shares in Vaseline at this stage. We're going to have 100 busking events taking place all around the country. Schools, pubs, GAA clubs, shopping centres and train stations. It's all for Focus Ireland. A very worthy cause. And we need you to get involved. You can donate on the website, todayfm.com/busk, or at thebigbusk.focusireland.ie. And the website, the phone number. Do people use phones these days?
Do, yeah.
That's still a thing, is it? You can ring and donate if you want. It's 01-881-5900. That's Dublin 01. 881-5900. Or the absolute easiest is on Revolut. If you have Revolut, the Revolut app, go to the hub, then into donations, and you'll find the Big Busk in there.
Right, where are you at? We are at Tuba Game.
Here we go. I'm not going to give you the whole lot of it, because I'm just going to give you a little bit of it, okay?
Sure, yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
I don't want to go nuts.
Yeah.
I don't want to ruin tomorrow's climax.
Just a taster will be good. You're just warming up.
It does take it out of me. It really does.
That's come along. Yeah, that's really come along.
I'm woozy again. I'm a little woozy. just for clarity, that wasn't actually me, right?
No.
If I was like a hundredth of that, I think we'd be getting somewhere. It's happening tomorrow. I'm going to be performing live on my tuba. And we're talking a tenner a toot. It's Ray's big blow for the big busk. For Focus Ireland, at Today FM. Pitbull and Neo, give me everything. This is Today FM. Wrapping up the little broadcast for another exciting afternoon of delectable radio treats. Is that it? That's our time.
We have to go now, yeah.
So much we didn't get to do on the show today, though, yeah. We had so much stuff planned and we were unable to deliver. We didn't get to do Backseat Drivers, where we launch our own new series that involves us driving celebrities named Driver around while we interview them. This week it's Adam Driver. Next week it's Mini. Can we do that in a Mini?
Sure, why not?
We didn't get to do Courtney Cox's Boxes, where actress Courtney Cox tells us she's investing her Scream 6 movie fee in some new additions to her renowned collection of boxes. That's Cox's Boxes. Yep. You got your hat boxes, you got your cereal boxes, and of course you got your horse boxes. And we didn't get to do Brendan Courtney's Cox, where RTE presenter Brendan Courtney tells us about his new reality show where he has a go at becoming a poultry farmer.
Oh, yeah, I've watched that.
In Brendan Courtney's Cox. Ian Guider's on the way next with the last word. Have a lovely evening. We'll talk to you tomorrow from 2.